At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ticket text pouring in. We got open lines. We're talking Parsons this morning. And John, the thought is, this is going to make Detroit's life very difficult. Don't downplay this. Don't do the coping mechanisms. Guys, just call it what it is. They elevated themselves. They're desperate, but they elevated themselves this season to right there eye level with the Detroit Lions.
Certainly did. And I mean, when you look at what they have defensively, and I know that, okay, you take off one defensive lineman, but he was 30. And Rashawn Gary, Colby Wooden, a placeholder. Devontae Wyatt, okay, whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
fine, whatever.
And Micah Parsons on the edge. Like, they may, the one downside is they may have traded positions with Dallas in regards to difficulty stopping the run between the tackles.
Look, they were seventh in the league last year stopping the run. And Kenny Clark was a factor, but he wasn't the only reason. I think too many Lions fans are hitting the easy button with, great, now we're going to run for 300 yards.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's not at all what I'm saying. But you do subtract a guy in the middle that was a really good run defender. But the thing is with Green Bay, just like I talked about Aiden Hutchinson yesterday, where you like matchups and they're a little bit limited because if he goes and plays over the guard, okay, he could be a run stopper in there, but then you've got to have somebody to replace him on the edge. They just don't have that right now. And so Rashawn Gary, he can bump down to a three technique.
Yep.
He can play. In fact, I would be comfortable with putting Rashawn over the nose at any time. If they're looking to find ways to confuse offensive lines and make it difficult, whether it's first and 10 or third and 8, they have that ability to be creative, and Micah Parsons is going to line up anywhere he wants on defense.
Well, and this flies in the face of Holmes, who was like, well, two edge? Who has two edge? This will be the second year off the ACL for Rashawn Gary. He's a damn good edge.
Yeah.
And now he might have double-digit sacks because Parsons is going to take so much attention on the other side. You know, for the talk of does this happen in other markets, it happens in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I think that directly, you know, is a shot across the bow to Brad Holmes. You want to do it your way. You're going to do it sustainably. You're not going to go all in. Other teams are. This year it's Green Bay. One year it'll be somebody else, right?
Last year, this is the Saquon Barkley move.
I was just going to say, everybody who wins the Super Bowl makes a bold move, whether it's Barkley or A.J. Brown. The Eagles were very aggressive. The Rams, the trade for Matthew Stafford. I mean, you do need to realize you could play to always be in it, but if someone's more desperate, if someone's more all in, you got to compete with the desperation. You got to compete with that this season now. Suddenly a division where we all thought the Lions were the heavy favorites. You know, Green Bay was my number two team. And the betting markets say they're the number one team. Now, I'm not conceding the division today. I happen to think the Lions are the deeper football team. And I'd still pick the Lions to win this division. But there's no doubt about it. By refusing to go all in, you are inviting others to the party. And it's going to get a little more crowded now with Green Bay in the mix.
It is. The division got much more difficult. And it's, everybody looks and says, well, they only play Green Bay twice, right? Well, you're correct. But when you play the other divisions and you're going to the AFC and you all play Baltimore, all right, are they going to be better positioned to contain Lamar Jackson?
Yes, John.
Good point. They going to be better positioned when they play some of these other quarterbacks to get those wins?
Also a really good point. Yeah. Because if it adds one or two more wins to Green Bay's win total and wins them the division, and John, you got to go to Green Bay late in the year, and it's not Parsons ramping up for week one. It's Parsons.
Well, you're not going to Green Bay late in the year. You're going to Green Bay.
No, I'm talking late in the year.
Oh, you're talking about the playoffs.
I'm saying if they win the division, you would be playing at Lambeau in the Tundra, and it wouldn't be Parsons, you know, stretching out his back in September. It would be Parsons revving up that motor coming at Jared Goff in a tough playoff environment. And again, I'm not telling you that you can't win the game or that the Lions should cancel the season. But this was a big deal yesterday, guys. This is a move that they made that the Lions didn't. I mean, Dave Burkett didn't mince words in the Free Press. He said this is a move Brad Holmes refuses to make. And understand the consequences if Holmes would have made the move. It would have meant you're giving up two firsts and Aleem McNeil would be a comparable piece. Okay. It would mean in two seasons you're not keeping J-Mo, you're not keeping LaPorta, you're not keeping Branch. You're not keeping, like, you know what I'm saying? But it would mean for the next two seasons, we've got them all. And for the next two seasons, we're gonna chase that Super Bowl. And when the bodies drop off, it'll be okay because we'll have had that celebratory parade down Woodward. That would be the rationale to make the move. And that's how Green Bay views it. Like, Green Bay knows their cap's going to be an issue moving forward. They know that between Love and Parsons, it's $100 million in two players. And they're okay with the fact that in 27, they could be in trouble. But if they've got a Super Bowl ring and we're still doing the sustained success routine, I don't think people here are going to be very happy about it.
No. And I mean, I'd love to know what our listeners' reaction was when they heard the news that Micah Parsons was in division and he's going to the Green Bay Packers.
248-539-9797. Tech says Rod Wood told Carson Anderson the Lions are all in already. No. No and no, to use a Steve Yzerman drop, and absolutely not. You're not all in. All in would be saying we're going to burn the roster down in 2027 to win the Super Bowl today. That would be all in. All in would be saying we don't care that we can't pay J-Mo, LaPorta. We're not sure if we can keep Brian Branch. We may have to cut Kirby Joseph in 27. We're okay with it because we can keep everybody in-house and win the Super Bowl. That's what all in would mean. They are not all in. Green Bay is. And it's why Green Bay's desperation has made this a hell of a fight for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Mitchell, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? First of all, John, go blue.
Go blue.
And I don't understand how he lets this happen within the division. And I get it, all these other players to pay. But now we have to play this guy twice a year and Brad Holmes hasn't even made the phone call to Zedarius.
Yeah, it's the other side of this, right? Is Holmes yesterday at the podium saying no serious talks, no recent talks with Zedarius.
It's mind-numbing to me, and I don't understand it. We're going into the season with three defensive ends on the roster. A banged-up Frankenstein Marcus Davenport, it doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, the gamble is Marcus Davenport's going to be good, and he's going to be healthy. That's the gamble.
But is it a wise gamble?
Okay, is any gamble wise? Like, there's some that are, some that aren't, and I don't think so.
No, I don't think
he's going to be healthy.
We don't believe he's going to go the distance this season for the Detroit Lions. Yeah, it's a tough pill to swallow because it's in your division.
Yeah.
Let's get you got thoughts?
No.
Kevin in Belleville, we wanted to hear from you guys. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good morning.
Yeah, I was reacting to John's question. The word I wanted to say, I can't say in the air, but I was shocked. You know, you wonder if, did Holmes even try to go after him? They had that roster spot that they were holding. Was he trying to make a move? I'd like to hear if that comes out, but the Lions just took a backseat in the division on paper. We got to let it play out, but you know, I was just shocked that it happened.
Yeah, I mean, publicly, Holmes has not given any indication that this is something he would pursue.
Yeah, and I'm also not ready to say that the Lions are taking a back seat in the division. The division got a lot harder. There's no question about it. And I know, you know, the betting sites are all putting the Green Bay as the favorite to win the division by a slim margin. Mm-hmm. I think they're eye to eye. I think this is going to, it was going to be a dogfight to begin with because they weren't going to go and win 15 games this year. Now, all of a sudden, it just got a lot more competitive. Is 11, even 12, going to be enough to win the division?
That's a great way of looking at it. What we thought could get the division win might not be.
Right. Instead of competing with Minnesota and you meet with 14 wins apiece, like happened last year. And again, I'm not saying that the Lions are going to have 14 wins, but is now you're looking at every week what happens in Green Bay, what happens in Detroit.
Let me put it to you this way. We've been giving people the division odds, and it really is kind of a 1A, 1B. Green Bay slight favorites. I don't know how much of that is instant reaction to the market. I think eye level is the best way to put it. You're going into a backyard brawl, eye level, with the Green Bay Packers. Super Bowl odds, John? You have Baltimore and Buffalo, number one. You have Philadelphia and Kansas City right behind them. And tied at 12-1 are the Lions and the Packers. So you want to see, it's not just division. They've elevated themselves to that level.
Some of that with those numbers, though, they're simply protecting themselves because they knew the splash was coming from the public that gets caught up in moves like these. And like to me, I actually think the first game became more winnable. I do. I believe that you got 10 days to get on in there. I think he'll play. There is some question whether he'll play.
I think he'll play.
You hurt your run defense. I think the Lions are going to gash him. I think you're going to bring him in. He's not going to have enough time to catch up. He's going to over-pursue one trick pony coming off the edge, and the Lions will take advantage of that.
I mean, maybe.
That's a possibility. And I'll go with it for a little bit. But I have also played against defenses, mainly when the Chargers were in San Diego, where they had a player in Junior Seau who did nothing within the defense's parameters. He would just go on field. He would just go on. He would be, and his teammates would be mad because there were a couple of times where he would hit a gap because he felt like that was just the best gap to hit. Had nothing to do with the parameters of the defense. They would get gashed. But then more times than not, he would make a play.
I think the absence of Kenny Clark will hurt the Packers in week one. I think it'll be a neutralized situation.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think you're grossly over-exaggerating Kenny Clark, who is 30 years old and have been heading downwards the last several seasons.
But
and Micah Parsons, who's a Gold Jacket guy.
And he's just going to hit the field running with a new team 10 days in. To me, I would borderline question whether playing the game or understanding how the game works. You just think he's going to walk in and he's going to be the player he's always been. Usually that doesn't happen the first time a guy takes a field with 10 days to prepare.
Tom,
if it was an offensive player, I would say I would back you 100%. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but for defense, especially a guy with his just pure talent and athletic ability, he could, let's just say he gets 45 snaps.
Yeah.
Right, and it's probably, let's say 40 snaps. It's about half of the defensive snaps. He's only got to dominate for two or three of those. And is it a sack fumble? Is it rushing a quarterback and then there's a pick? Like
okay, I will be with you guys in terms of he has a higher probability of making a high impact play in that game. So the 2 to 3 plays. You know what? That's on Jared Goff not to screw up.
You're 100% correct.
With a rebuilding offensive line, rebuilt with two very young, inexperienced guards. And if the tackles are helping them and one play goes awry, look, I'm not even trying to fight you on this. I'm not conceding week one. I think the Lions could go in there and win that football game. This deal was not made for week one.
Yeah, but that's a huge game for this season. A road win at the second best team in the division. That's what's changed my mind. I was a Minnesota guy for second in the division this year. Mm-hmm. This now makes Green Bay second best team in the division.
I would agree with that. Okay. Because I was on the same bus as you.
And so you can understand where if you were me and you already had Green Bay number two, how significant this move really is in the division. I say they're eye to eye. Matt, what say you? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I just want to kind of comment with you guys, what you guys are saying about the whole Packers thing. I mean, you got a guy like Micah Parsons, right? I mean, he's going to come in and do everything on the edge, right? I mean, defense is a whole different position than learning an offense, right? I mean, him being on the edge, he's able to, you know, you're right, take those two kind of guards and kind of go at Goff. Now, I'm not saying that the Lions still have a shot of beating the Packers, but I do think this makes the, you know, the Packers significantly better. And, you know, I hate the Packers. There's two things I hate out of Michigan, and that's Ohio State and the Green Bay Packers.
Amen, brother.
Now, amen, right? So at the end of the day, I still think, like, the Lions are the number one team of the division based off of our offense, based off of our defense, and our, I mean, we just signed DJ Reed, and we got additions into our defense. But, I mean, at the end of the day, Brad Holmes is kind of sitting down, and he's not really doing anything. Like, have that conversation with Zadarius. Like, you could have went and got, you know, Trey Hendrickson. Obviously, we have to pay people next year. But, I mean, I would have liked to see something out of Brad Holmes. But there is still one roster spot open. So we only have 52 people on the team, so I'd like to see what Brad Holmes does, if he does anything at all.
Matt, appreciate the phone call. If you look back to the Khalil Mack trade, 2018 was that trade. His first game with Green Bay, he had a sack and a forced fumble. Mm-hmm. Brand new team, right out of the gate, right out of the box. And I think you're right to say this. Parsons is a better player.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
I mean, this Green Bay team is better than that 2018 Bears team. That Bears team had Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky. And by the way, they ended up winning the division with the number one defense led by a move like this. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. Lions fans are on hold. We're going to talk to you guys all show long. Micah Parsons in the division. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.